Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking diplomatic action, he says, against countries that co-sponsor the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercising its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the U.S. had reservations about the resolution's wording.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Meantime, Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. Rhodes noted that there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel had itself created. Germany searching for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police. 24-year-old allegedly crashed into a Christmas market, killing 12 people. German police have arrested two brothers from Kosovo, not clear if they were part of the Berlin attack. This is VOA News. Western security officials are increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo to check out their homes after the last rebels had left the city. Residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have now agreed to hold peace discussions to resolve the conflict in Syria. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. The TV network MSNBC reports that the president-elect told the network, and I quote, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all." Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there will be no arms race because he said other countries would come to their senses. Russian President Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. Christians from around the world gathering in Bethlehem today for Christmas Eve celebrations. Palestinian security forces increased their presence in light of attacks this year on a church in Egypt and on tourists in Jordan. According to the Palestinian tourism minister, Rula Maya, visitors' numbers are up this year.
Bethlehem is celebrating today, and we're receiving tourists from all over the world. All the people from all over the world are looking towards Bethlehem. We hope that more and more tourists will come during the year also, and that next year we will celebrate Christmas without occupation.
Festivities in the past have been affected by concerns over tensions between Palestinians and Israelis in the area. American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movies, reported to be in critical condition today in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to Los Angeles. Emergency crews who met the plane said they administered advanced life support measures while rushing the 60-year-old actress to the hospital.
That's the latest world news from VOA.